The Wiktionary defines the nightie thus. Noun, nightie, plural nighties, a woman's nightgown or nightdress, a dress-like garment worn to bed. Example of usage, I was too embarrassed to answer the door in my nightie. Obviously, the entry was not written by an Indian. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Indians are not embarrassed to do anything in a nightie, sometimes known as maxis. They wear them while leaning on the front gate and chatting with the neighbor. They show up at the grocery store in them. They think they're perfectly fine as temple wear. They drop their children off to school in them. Recently, a village in Navi Mumbai had enough. They issued an order banning women from wearing nighties outside the home, calling them indecent and imposing a fine of rupees 500 or almost $10. Faced with an outcry, the nightie vigilantes backtracked. But fashion designer Neil, part of the design duo Dev R. Neil, says nighties on the street are just crossing a hemline too far.
National dress for the Bengalis would be a nightie walking around the streets. Believe me, my eyes just pop out. Nighties and nightwears, a few things are supposed to be for your home and which shouldn't be coming out beyond that boundary of your house.
But coming out they are by the thousands. It seems particularly sacrilegious in India with all its many different saris, names my mother can recite like prayer beads.
Chandra odike Rajasthan chandeli Benaras to Benarasi Rajasthaner kota Benaras Benarasi Bangladesh Dhakai.
But unlike 6 yards of a sari, a nightie or the cover it all maxi does not need to be pleated and arranged. It's ultra convenient, admits Malavika Banerjee.
It's shapeless, which is fantastic.
But Banerjee, whose boutique Bailoom is trying to revive handloom saris, says nighties should stay in their place, in the bedroom.
When I see photographs of my great-grandmother, she was always in what in the south is called Mundan Veshti. It was always starched, it had a fantastic border, and it had a nice blouse. There was a sense of my great-grandmother having thought about what she's going to wear. So if semi-urban and rural India are getting into nighties, they're doing a disservice to themselves.
But the march of the nightie continues unabated. And if you look at it carefully, it's a Western import that's become completely indigenous. The working Indian woman cannot wait for the moment when she can get home from work and take a shower and change into her nightie. Once she would scurry off to change if an unexpected visitor dropped in. Now she just has various grades of nightie, from good enough to receive the courier in to good enough to meet her son's classmates in. Prasad Ramamurthy asks journalist and fashion expert Satya Saran about the nightie on an NDTV segment on India as Nightie Nation.
The nightie's new takers, largely women from the lower income groups.
For them, it's a sign of, in a way, emancipation. Emancipation from the pallu.
That's the loose end of a sari.
Emancipation from the dupatta.
That's a scarf you might cover your head with.
Emancipation from the fact that you have to be dressed up.
The nightie sounds like women's liberation in a bag. When Indian politician Sushma Swaraj was asked what she wore when she took a dip in the holy Ganga, she said, I always prefer nightie. Can a dress get a better character certificate than that? If it's good enough for a holy dip in the Ganga, it's good enough for any occasion. It's part and parcel now of India's cultural heritage. There's even a black comedy, a film about the cursed nightie. Sneer all you want, but the humble nightie is the great leveler of classes. The daily help wears one, her mistress wears one, and there's often not that much difference between the two nighties. Surely that's something to cheer about in a country where the gap between the rich and the poor keeps getting more and more obscene. The only thing wrong with a nightie in India is its name. It's not just a nightie, it's a morningy, it's an afternoony, it's an all day. At the rate at which it's going, someday it might even become India's national dress. One nightie to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. This is Sandeep Roy in Maxi City, Kolkata for KALW.
Dance.